the sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
Traditionally, when people are hanging out at laundromats, they're pretty bored. You got your clothes in the washer or the dryer. You're just kind of sitting there. Maybe you've already gone through all your social media or made any calls or texts that you needed to. Well, Ian decided to capitalize on that notion and go out to some laundromats and talk to people that were just sitting around, try to get them to reveal their own secrets, their dirty laundry to him. Well, he managed to find one particular laundromat, which is a bar laundromat combination. And there is this bartender who has had a bit of a mysticism about her, where everyone talks about her in a very revered way. Maybe it's because she's a bit older. She's 80.
Yeah, just a bit older.
Yeah, a bit older.
Lived a very fruitful life, I imagine, though, right?
Yes, definitely. And she's originally from England.
Okay.
Also, which is even better, which means she has an accent.
Very nice.
So, but she works at a pretty seedy bar laundromat, so what comes with the job, you gotta have, you know, a thick skin.
Sure.
You gotta
yeah.
be tough. So I was there not too long ago. I spoke with her. And in this clip, actually, you'll hear her and another gentleman. I caught a gentleman outside. What caught my eye was he had an Insane Clown Posse tattoo.
Whoop, whoop.
Right on the side.
A hatchet man? Or
he had a hatchet man okay. tattoo. He was walking around.
On the side. Did he have a shirt off? Like, how did you see the...
He was walking around with his shirt off. Yes.
Wow.
So I spoke with him first. He told me about a crime he committed. And then I spoke with the bartender about her long life
and her love life.
And her love life.
Yeah. There you go.
Dirty laundry.
All right. So I am outside the bar laundromat. And I found a buddy. What's up, man?
What's up?
So just to describe real quick, you got your shirt off, man. I see you got the Hatchet Man tattoo. Woo woo. So the segment's called Dirty Laundry. I want to hear some crazy stuff that you've never told anybody before.
It's kind of embarrassing. I've been arrested for all types of stuff. Sort of conduct. You name it, I'll probably, yeah. I did 3 years for burglary, actually.
Was it armed or no?
No.
What'd you pick off? Gas station? Grocery store?
No, house. Got a whole bunch of stuff. And I didn't even remember it. I was messed up. I was drunker than hell. Decided to go into a stumble into a house, and I paid for it big time.
Did you make spaghetti while you were in the house or no?
Oh man, I wish. I did go through this fridge.
Dirty laundry.
You saw the title on my book, right?
What is the title of your book?
Cakes I've eaten in bed or crumbs I've slept with. Okay.
Have you had a lot of crumbs
there
in your bed?
There wasn't that many. There wasn't that many. Guessing maybe eight.
Maybe eight?
Yeah. Well, I was married for 30 years. I lived with somebody for 10 years. Well, there's 40 years. Okay, that only leaves 30. I mean, I was married when I was young. I'm guessing about eight. I didn't go crazy. I had relationships with two or three people for quite a while. I didn't do one-night stands very often.
Of the eight?
Yeah.
Who was the best?
Oh, wow.
So your husband?
No. He died. He got killed.
And now, how about the worst?
Well, the worst we don't talk about. That must have been the one-night stand, I think.
When was the last one-night stand? How many years ago was that?
Oh, my God.
Was that the Eisenhower administration, yeah, Ford?
No, it was after that. I think it was after World War II. I do remember that. I think I was about 35.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.